This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got about an hour left in the show. We answer all your gardening questions, give you some great information to be using in the garden and the yard. And today we have some great information from a great company to be joining us today. Ron from Dramcore is here to help us out. You guys know the Dram company that has the watering wands, the hoses, the etc., and they have some fertilizers, etc. So good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, it's a beautiful day here in Wisconsin, and I'm doing well.
That's good to hear. Now, a lot of our listeners have heard about you guys for a number of years with my father, but for those new listeners or ones that don't know, can you give us a little bit of information of how Dram started and a little bit about the company as well?
Well, it's really a great story. Mr. Dram's father, and there is a Mr. Dram, was a florist back in the 40s. And in those days, they grew all their flowers inside greenhouses, and he was really frustrated. He didn't have a good way to water all the plants in the greenhouse. And so being kind of the tinkerer he was, he invented this shower head that he called the water breaker, and it's designed to do a very vital function when we talk about watering your plants. And it is as important today as it was way back in the 40s. And the idea was to put a large volume of water onto the plant bed very quickly. But the key part was not to injure the plants, because, of course, the flowers were the important part of the crop, and to not disturb the soil and spray it all over the place. So the idea was to do that job and to create this product. And we still make that product today.
Awesome. Now, you know, they've kind of come up, they invented the, you know, that water break also. It's very family-oriented company to this day still, right?
Sure. Actually, the grandson, Hans, is now our CEO, and his sister is one of the board members and vice president. Mr. Dram still comes into the office every day. We like to joke that he's retired. That means he gets there at 10 o'clock and leaves at 3 instead of getting there at 6 o'clock and leaving at 6. So he's cut back a little bit, but it still is a family-owned company, and we've got about 70 employees here in Manitowoc, and we make a lot of the products that you can buy in the store right here in Wisconsin. We do some importing, obviously, but all the water wands are made here, and a lot of the other specialty nozzles. We make a ton of different kinds of nozzles today, and home gardeners can get all of those. We've developed specialty nozzles that are so gentle that you can water a freshly seeded tray of begonias without washing out the soil and blowing away the seeds. but yet the nozzle puts out 9 gallons a minute. So the idea of the volume, and you know, one of the things we like to do is a little bit of education. And what people don't realize is that sprinkling your flower beds and your vegetable beds is really something that can actually hurt them. You want the water to be flooded onto the bed, and you want to soak down the soil very thoroughly, because the roots of the plants will follow the water down. And if you can get that subsoil moisture up, when the heat comes on like it is now here in July and August, that topsoil dries out very quickly. And if the root structure of the plants is very shallow, what happens is you'll stress the plants needlessly. If when you water your plants, you soak the water deeply into the soil, the roots will naturally follow that soil moisture down, and when the topsoil dries out, the root structure in the plants will be deep enough that they'll still have access to moisture even on the hottest days. So you get a healthier plant, a much more sturdy plant, and actually you don't have to stress so much about, oh, did I water the plants today because it's going to be hot, because they'll be able to sustain themselves off of the moisture deeper in the soil. So it's really all about the quality and the function of the water flow and how you can soak those plants down deeply. If you buy a nozzle that only puts out a few gallons a minute, it may seem like you're doing a good job, but we've done tests and you find out that you tend to spend the same amount of time watering your flowers and you think you're doing a good job, but there's much less water there. A really good tip on knowing how much water to put down, and I'm sure a lot of your avid gardeners know this, is you need to put about an inch of water down. And a simple test is to just take an old tuna can or an old can of some type and just randomly place it in your garden. And as you're watering, when you're done, look at the can. And if there's enough water in there, then you've done a good job. But it's really important to get, you know, the right amount of water on in the right place. And that's what our tools are all about.
Now, I know if anybody's looking for more information, you on your website, you have Watering 101 with a video, some more information. I know some people want to see it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a YouTube channel, and there's tons of information on there. It's how to water, when to water. There are videos about how all of our products work. If you have any questions about how to adjust your impulse sprinkler or how they work, all of those videos are up there, and you can certainly access that information on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
And also on our website, there are links to all of those videos as well.
And what is the website that we can have everybody go to get some of this information?
It's www.dram.com.
Perfect. That's Dram with two M's, everybody out there,
yes.
Just to make sure.
Yep.
Now, I've known these products since I was little. We always use the classic wand, that silver wand, but I've started to enjoy looking at some of the sunrise rain ones that you have. My main reason, I work in a garden center. I want it bright so people can see it and so I can tell where it is.
Well, it's funny. About 25 years ago now, you know, the classic one was, you know, an aluminum tube with a hand grip and the water breaker and a valve. And we started expanding more and more into the consumer retail world. And color makes purchases personal. Everybody has their favorite color. Everybody has a reason for color. It's whether that's your favorite sports team or, boy, that red one will never get lost in the lawn, and I won't run that one over with the lawnmower like I did the last one that was green. So, I mean, the bright colors do make it fun. And it's interesting, over the years we've really kind of expanded our technology, and our current favorite out in the marketplace is a rain wand that we call One Touch, and it literally has a thumb control valve on, which is ergonomically correct, and you can, just with the movement of your thumb, adjust the water flow and the speed of the water coming out of the end of the nozzle. And that currently is our most popular rain wand. It's something that really makes watering almost an effortless chore. And from the days of the quarter-turn valve, and still our best rain wand that we make with a brass shutoff on it, we call Color Mark, is indeed bulletproof. But the One Touch is really the technology that is taking over the market for us.
Yeah, it's great to see how times have changed. Like I said, yeah. I always started with that classic aluminum. And
everybody always asks me what the best-selling color is, and the truth is it's the berry one, which is kind of a fuchsia purple one that we've come up with. That we sell more of that color than any other color that we make.
Now, you guys have other products. You're not just, hoses, nozzles, rain wands. You have a few things. You have some, some apparel, some cutting tools, and then you have some, what you guys call your dramatic organic.
That's correct. The organic fertilizer is something that we started getting into about 15 years ago now. Mr. Dram was interested in not only the water, but the other things that make plants grow. We have a second division of our company that's actually a commercial division, and we actually supply greenhouses that grow all the bedding plants and perennials that you buy. We supply them with almost everything they need to grow the plants. In fact, an interesting statistic is about 99% of all plant material that's sold out in a retail space in the United States has somehow been touched by a Dram product during production. Well, we got into the idea of, okay, how do we feed these plants? We're located here on the shores of Lake Michigan, and there's actually a pretty severe local problem, and that is when all the fisheries process their catches, all that waste was going into the landfills, and it was actually a really big problem. So we started this company that we capture all the scraps.
Awesome, Ron, I'm going to have you hold right there.
Sure.
And when we get on the other side of the break, you can give more, because this is something that's really awesome that you guys do.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're still joined with Ron from Dram. And I had to cut him off. I apologize. I was so interested in learning everything that has to do with the process that you guys go through. But I know you were talking about how the fisheries were looking for a little something else to do. A lot of it was just going to compost sites.
Yeah, it was just getting landfilled. And you know, the use of fish and fish-based products as a fertilizer goes all the way back to the Native Americans teaching the pilgrims how to plant corn. And people know that, you know, the decomposition of some of those things actually aids in the soil condition and helps the plants grow. We saw this problem and thought, you know, here's an opportunity to help the environment and to kind of change things and also provide a great source of nutrition for plants. And it's not synthetic. It's completely natural. We actually keep 10 million pounds of fish scraps of the Great Lakes fishing, and we process that into a liquid fertilizer that's sold as around the country for use on not only consumer crops, but also in agricultural crops. We actually sell to organic dairy farmers here in Wisconsin and organic vegetable farmers around the Midwest. It's OMRI certified, which is the Organic Material Review Institute. It's the gold standard, which means we're using all sustainable things in our processes. Everything is truly certified for organic food growing. And it's actually a wonderful, wonderful product. We make three different blends. One is just the original fish fertilizer. We do one that has kelp that has blended in. And we've got another premium blend that has everything you'd need to grow an organic crop. It has fulvic acid. It has humates. It has chili and nitrate for additional nitrogen. And it's all OMRI certified. So we do our part to alleviate this problem, but yet we're making this great product that the consumers can buy and use on their vegetables and their flowers as well.
Now, one of the things I know about this is, and it says it on all the bottles, you do not want to store the diluted fertilizer.
No, that's correct. What happens is when we process the fish, it's really the entire fish is actually in the bottle. It's called a hydrolysate, and all we do is liquefy that, and then we use an acid. Think about like vinegar, like pickling your food when you can it or you store it. And we bring the pH of the fish down below 3.5, which is where it can't change any. The minute you dilute the fertilizer, you bring the pH back up to normal, and that creates all the activity in the soil. If you store it like that, it will start to spoil. So you want to use all the concentrate that you've mixed and diluted up after you've used it.
Definitely. Now, we only got about a minute and a half here left. It's, you guys have awesome products. You have some of the best out there. I just want you to remind our listeners the website and where they can get more information for you guys.
The DRAM website, of course, is www.dram.com, and you can read all about our consumer products there, and also the commercial products and the fertilizer SKUs are also listed on that website. There's a lot of things on our YouTube channel, and it talks about how to water and how to use the products and how to choose which product to use, and all of that information is out there for you to get.
Definitely, and, you know, when you say how to water, a lot of people will say, I know how to water. But watching a video like that is really going to get you to the next level to be successful, so you don't have to water as much. That's what, you know, that's what people aren't getting at, you know, thinking. They're like, I know how to do it. I'll take care of it. But
well,
you don't have to water as much.
As we talked, it's really, the water's really a very important part of the plant health, and getting them enough water in the right places really makes a huge difference in your crop and the health of the flowers and the vegetables around your house. It is amazing what difference getting them the right amount of water in the right places will make in how your flowers look and how many vegetables you get on your plants.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you so much for joining us. Lots of great information. You guys have a great product line out there. And I'll always know the name because I've always used them since I was little. But DRAM Products, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Patrick. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a great time on your show, and I'm happy for all the support. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. All right, when we come back, we're going to get to the phone lines, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out and answer all your gardening questions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, DRAM watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a DRAM rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. DRAM, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at DRAM.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump can use $2.5 billion in.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets.
Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-1. Let's go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara in Portsmouth.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. And a shout-out for people down in my hometown of Lowell, Massachusetts. We have the 35th free Lowell Folk Festival starting at 12 and going to 6 this afternoon, and it's something not to be missed. So a free PR for them.
Hey,
so,
Barbara,
Patrick,
if you're on speakerphone, could you come off speakerphone?
I'm off speakerphone. Okay. Thanks. Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Patrick, I was giving a shout-out for the Lowell Folk Festival today down in my hometown of Lowell.
Definitely.
But my question's for you this morning. I, in my exuberance, crowded a lot of tomato plants into a relatively small area, and with the wonderful rain we had in June, plus the warm weather, they have gone a bit out of control. And sort of pinching back the suckers and digging some valleys underneath them to get well watered. I'm getting a lot of leaf spot on the bottom parts of the stems, and I'm wondering, besides taking them off, what can I do to prevent that from continuing?
So the major thing is you can take those leaves off on the bottom. Almost turn it into like a lollipop, if you will. Because the bottom, you're not getting a lot of the fruit or the flowers down below. So you could take those off. The other thing is when you're watering outside of the rain, obviously, because you can't do anything for that, don't use a sprinkler system on them. Just water on the soil itself to help protect it so it's not... Because what will happen is the water will sit on the leaves, and then it gets hot and humid, and it will burn through the leaves, causing, you know, black spot, later causing fungus, etc. So the major thing is really to thin the plant out, taking some of those middle leaves out that you don't need.
Okay.
Because it's not going to, you know, with tomatoes, it helps make it full and protect some of the flowers, etc. But once they're starting to bloom, some of those leaves are unnecessary. So you can really thin it out.
Okay, thank you. I do have lots of fruit coming out on them, and but there is leaf personified, so I will cut that back. My second question is I have an old box of tomato fertilizer. Maybe it's 3-4 years old. Is that still good to use, or should I throw that out?
So it is still good to use. It's just not going to be as powerful, if you will, as it was 3 to 4 years ago. That fertilizer probably will just have less of the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium based on where you've kept it. Did you keep it in like a garage or a shed or something along those lines?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be in cool areas. You know, that's what a lot of people are more worried about. It's not the cold, it's more of the heat. So it didn't get like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of degrees. It was stored somewhere, so it won't break down as quickly. You can still use it, but again, it's not going to be as powerful as it was, you know, when it was produced. The other thing is, anytime you have a fertilizer, just throwing them away isn't really the best thing to do, to put into, you know, a dumpster. What I would do is, if you have a part in the back of the property, if you aren't going to use it anymore, use it in that area and fertilize something along those lines, because, you know, it does have some fertilizer capabilities. It's just not as powerful as it once was.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
All right, Barbara, thank you. And I've been to the Lowell Folk Festival before a few times. I didn't get to go this year, but it is a great one. So I was actually going to bring that up, but I'm glad you did, so thank you for that.
Thank you kindly. Have a good day, Patrick.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Going to go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Michael in Connecticut.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing? I was calling in for some raspberries. For some reason, our raspberry bushes, or the raspberries that are being produced, are kind of watery. They don't have much flavor. They're getting really red and everything, but I don't know if it's a soil issue or...
Now, what have you done this year for it? Fertilize? What have you done anything along those lines?
They're probably second or third year plants, so I didn't fertilize them because they seem to get pretty crazy in the garden. So,
okay. So, what have you done at this so far this season? When was the last time you fertilized?
We didn't fertilize this year with them.
Okay, so fertilizing is going to help get you some of the nutrients in there that's going to get them to that flavor that you're looking to get. And you can get them, more juicy, if you will, by a couple things. First one is going to be how you water. They love water. They love to be filled with water. Okay, and getting that taken care of. Fertilizing is another one that really helps. You have to feed them in order to get them to become, you know, bigger and be sweeter, okay? They're going to be, you're going to want to feed them when they are, you know, hungry, if you will, which would be when they're starting to produce their flowers. They're starting to produce, their fruit. That's where, you know, you'll start to see them in the, you know, be middle of May, end of May into June more, maybe a little bit later, depending upon the crop style that you have. So you want to feed them at that point, and that's going to help produce better fruit for you. They're basing all their nutrients and everything on what's in the ground there and what they can access. So by watering correctly and heavy watering and then fertilizing, that's getting it right to the plant versus the plant having to look for it. And so what the plant is doing is it's looking for it and searching for more instead of taking what it has and putting it back into the plant. So that's what you want to take a look at doing. There's some other things, pruning. When should you be pruning? You could be doing it at the end of the season, October. You could be doing it at that point for the next season. That's going to help with production going forward. The raspberries will also produce on two-year-old canes. Okay, so it's not just like a hydrangea where it's, you know, last year's and this year's. This one is, it has to be 2 years old. So you don't want to cut all the old ones out when you prune. You want to get the ones when you're pruning to thin out anything that's like the bark is starting to crack a little bit and, you know, fall off a little bit. That's when you really would, those are the ones you'd want to prune, okay? And you want to shape it into the way, and basically, depending upon how big they are, you know, you don't want to cut them back so they're on the ground. You want to, you know, some of them can get 3-4 feet tall, depending upon the varieties that you have. But you're going to want to, you know, cut it back by at least a third when it comes time at the end of the season and get some of those growths. But again, watch out for the getting rid of some of the canes that have only been there for a couple years. For you, they've only been in the ground for, you know, 2 to 3 years, as you said. So, you know, you'd kind of have to keep what you have unless you're seeing some that's really not good. If you start to see a cane that is cracking, that type of thing, it's taking away from the plant. It's not actually helping the plant in the long term. The plant is trying to heal that spot. It's trying to put its energy towards there, so it's not going elsewhere. So you want to get rid of stuff like that. So the three things: watering, fertilizing when it's hungry, and then pruning it the right way and at the right time.
What kind of what analysis kind of fertilizer should you recommend?
So just like you could use what's called Berrytone from Espoma. That's a really good one. It's new in the past couple of years. It's a low base, but it's organic. So it would help with the, you know, specifically with your raspberries. I would definitely suggest that when it comes in like a light purple bag with berries right on the front. So that's a good one to use for what you're looking for.
All right. There was a couple of berries that produced really small, and they also sort of look like they got a little moldy. Is that any kind of disease or anything, or that kind of occurs once in a while?
That could be part of it. It does occur once in a while because we've had a rainy, wet season early. And when the water sits in there, sometimes it can create like the fungus to go on there. Anytime you're seeing a fungus like that, I'd look at using something organic like copper fungicide. Copper fungicide would be a great one to be using on anything that you're starting to see fungus. The other thing is removal of those leaves and the berries that are starting to, you know, rot, etc., looking at that fungus. So definitely take a look at the plant and see what you can remove and then spray afterwards.
All right. What about pH? Is there any range I should keep them for this more acidic? Or?
So you want to keep your pH range pretty, I believe it's pretty low when we're talking on this, more like, I'm trying to think here.
Not as low as blueberries, right?
Not as low as blueberries, because they're not that acidic. They're not like the acidic-loving for them. They're going to be more of a neutral pH. You're going to be looking like a 6 type pH for that. You're not looking for anything too much, and you're not looking too heavy. So you're looking like a 6. It can be in the 5s, you know, but you're looking at the high 5s, like a 5.10 to like a 6.2. So it's pretty much neutral.
Alrighty. Alright, and then should I fertilize them in the fall at all, or just do them
so
right before they
I'd set? Fertilize them right before, you know, they're ready to feed. But again, I'd like to have you fertilize in the fall at half the rate. Reason being is just gives something back to the plant, a little bit to help with the roots for overwintering. You're getting them ready for winter. You're not pushing a lot of growth. That's why you use it at half the rate. And I said before, you know, feeding them when they're hungry. I apologize. I mean, feed them when right before
they're ready to bloom.
You're ready to bloom, etc. That's when they're trying to produce the berries, and that's when you're going to get that juicy flavor production by doing that.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much, Michael. Good luck, and keep us posted how it goes.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm going to bring on one call. I know we have about a minute before, but I want to bring him on so we can talk to him right after the break. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Manchester.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I have two problems. I have nut grass and milkweed in an organic garden. And I've tried last year lifting it out with a shovel and trying to find the nuts. And I found some nuts and then threw them out. But this year, again, it's taken over. And I don't know what I can use on it.
Okay. And you said it's an organic garden?
It is an organic garden. I've listened okay. to took your dad's advice and went to the ocean and bought lots of seaweed.
Yeah. The nuts edge is a pesky one because it just pops up overnight.
Yeah.
You can't see it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to give you some ideas of what you can use to get rid of it.
Sure.
There are a couple products out there. The most organic, as you said, is trying to dig it out and removing that. But let's see what we can do for you. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are joined with Mary here. She has some questions for Nutsedge in an organic garden, and what to do. So a couple things. There's a product out there that's organic that you could use called Burnout from Bonide. It's an organic weed killer. You can spray it on the plants. You just need to make sure it's not, you know, hitting all the other plants. It will work on this. You might need to do it a few times. Another one that's just like it is called Adios from Natural Alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the same way, making sure it gets on the plant itself. Now, a couple things when it comes to Nutsedge. In order to really take control of it, you want to get it before that seed head pops on the top.
And they've been starting, and I've been cutting them off.
Exactly. You want to get them off before that happens, because once they get up there, within a week to 10 days, they start to send the seed out everywhere, rejuvenate itself, and start from scratch. So you don't want it to get to that seed head. Once it does that, that's when you're really in for the infestation.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing to add to this, to maybe work with it to get it a little bit better going forward, would be to take a look at your soil. It's probably needs a little bit of loosening up to allow some of the water and the nutrients to flow through. It's probably a compacted soil or a that type of soil. When water sits, sometimes the sedge will actually produce easier. So by using like a pelletized gypsum or a product like the sulfur from Natural Alternatives, that's a faster acting gypsum.
Uh-huh.
That will help break up the soil underneath, allow for water flow to go through, and to allow for the nutrients to flow through. It's an organic way. It's an organic product, so you're going to be fine using it in an organic garden. But it's going to help. It's going to allow some of those things not to happen, because you're producing a better garden for the plants that you want there, so they're going to grow stronger and thicker. so they're going to choke out some of those weeds. Whereas when it's compacted like that, they don't have as much power in the soil as they do when they're, you know, in a good soil and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed yesterday that I have this nut that's growing in the middle of my rhubarb. Can I cut that and paint the burnout on
you
there?
You could do that, yes.
And I will not harm the, because it's just going to go right down to the root of
it. So it's going to the roots of it. They, you know, a lot of the things that they've always said about something with nuts edge is the roots can go down 12 inches. So, you know, it could go down pretty far. That burnout, that's how I would paint it on, just like you said.
Rhubarb, yes. Does every root have a nut?
Not every root, just some of the main leaders of them. I'm trying to think. They might have just a couple that you would see once you pull them out. But again, like I said, they can go down about 12 inches into the soil, so they are pretty deep.
Yeah, I've been using a pitchfork, too, and lifting, and sometimes I only find three or four, and I'm looking at all the roots thinking, I'm not accomplishing much here.
Yeah, so you're not going to see, like, 100 of them when they're in there. You're going to see just, you know, a few that are popping up through there. It's not just, you know, you're not seeing, like, tons of them. Plus, especially when you're getting them before the seed happens, you know, seeing a lot, it hasn't reproduce quickly and all over the place. So definitely, if you can get them before it blooms or it shows the flower, that's the way to go.
Okay. And the milkweed, it was in my mother's garden, and the raspberry, and it's like 50 feet by 8, and it just took over the last 3 years. And when you pull it out, you know you're not getting the root out, and it's just multiplying. And so can I do the same for that?
You can do the same with that, especially you know, that organic way of doing it. The thing is, just so you're aware, with some of this, you're going to have to do it multiple times. You're going to kill one, but you're not going to kill everything because of the, you know, putting it in there. When you want to do it that organic way, it doesn't have, like, a residual. It doesn't have as much, you know, well, it doesn't have chemicals in it. It's not, like, sitting there. So it goes through quicker. A lot of times it's, like, salts, and this burnout has a lot of salt in it. So you want it to go through and just get rid of it. You don't want the salt to sit in the soil. So you're going to have to do it a couple times, but it will work on the milkweed and the nutsedge.
Okay, very good, then. Well, thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate it.
No problem, Mary. Thank you so much for the phone call, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You also. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that'll do it for this week's show. We're going to be back next week with more gardening questions and answers for you guys. It'll be the beginning of August. So we're going to take off today. Until next time, be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. And we'll catch you next week. See you later.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.